You will hear an interview with Chairwoman Pina Mengano Amarelli talking about women's careers. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
As a woman, what obstacles have you had to overcome in your career?
I can personally say that I have not had any difficulties as a woman in any of my many work experiences. I have always done my very best, first in my studies and then at my job, in the conviction that if there is competence, there are no gender differences.
We are curious, what's in your CV?
I graduated in law with top marks, and in 1968, I began my career as a lawyer and university professor with the awareness of women's abilities, yet never feminist, and, above all, openness to every new experience. My adaptability and flexibility led me, after a few years and due to a series of events, to take over the family business, picking up a centuries-old entrepreneurial legacy.
In your current role, what management levers are you using to facilitate the female world?
I have always favoured female employees in the marketing and administrative sector, as well as in the shop, with an all-female staff in the museum management and the archives of national historical interest. Great attention is paid to family needs and flexibility, rewarded by reliability and a strong sense of belonging.
Which proposals or changes would you submit to the government authorities to speed up the achievement of equality?
I consider wage equality absolutely essential, which is also strongly demanded by women's associations and good politics. But the real goal is to achieve a welfare system that can guarantee women's careers, from creche to elderly care to bureaucratic facilitation, without forgetting to empower the new generation to be more equitable.
What methods and formulas do you suggest to make the male world aware of this gap, a gap that also has consequences on the GDP?
The legacy of Italy's male world of mummy's boys, even more in the South, still lives on, since it's very difficult to eradicate. The role of family and schools is crucial in this respect, with equal education and awareness of the equal dignity of all activities, especially care and domestic work.
What message or advice would you give to women who have the ability and desire to stand out, particularly those who are still struggling, and to the younger generations?
A solid preparation and not to be afraid or feel inferior. It seems to me that young women feel quite strong, and the current regulatory proposals and ideas contribute to shaping a personality that, knowing how to value gender differences, will enable them to face the future, even in complex cases such as the generational handover in a company.
Tell us an anecdote, positive or negative, of one of your experiences on the subject.
For me, the most satisfying and positive experience was taking on a top position in our family business in Calabria. In the early 1980s, having a leading role in a region considered Italy's Cinderella, both socially and economically, gave me, paradoxically, great visibility and made me a successful model.